This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, he's still down under, and he's still slinging it as he goes. Joining us once again from Australia is Dean Weingarten. So, you're leaving next week?
I'm very pleased to be with you today, Bill. And
yes, sir.
Will probably be my last broadcast from Australia, at least for the foreseeable future. I should be back in the United States next Tuesday.
Now, this needs to be said, but I mean, the mere fact that we did this as many times as we did while you were there, and it happened just about without incident, you know, maybe a dropped call once or twice, as far as I can tell, I'm quite impressed with technology today. What about you?
I am, too. It's remarkable that from, you know, somewhere around 10,000 miles away on the other side of the Earth and below the equator, completely different seasons, and all this amazing modern communications technology we have allows us to communicate real time with hardly any notice of any lag or any problem. It's truly an amazing age that we live in.
So, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I did write a couple articles, one about this irrational hoplophobia. If people don't know, hoplophobe is a word coined by Jeff Cooper about 20 years ago, maybe a little more. And it's an irrational fear of weapons, or specifically fear of guns. And you see it a great deal on the people who want to ban firearms generally. And there's the governor of Virginia, a Democrat, has called a special session to try to pass restrictive gun laws. And in an article in a Virginia publication, a writer, her name, I think, Katie O'Connor in the Virginia Mercury, wrote a very short article. But it just had some clear logical inconsistencies or irrationalities that are just indicative of how people who want to ban guns or who don't like guns with an irrational hatred see the world. And so I wrote a little article about it. And there are a couple of things there. One was that they say that guns take more lives, she wrote, I should say, guns take more lives than car crashes. Well, guns don't take lives. Guns do not have volition. Guns do not make choices. Guns do not do things by themselves. And this is a common thread we see among hoplophobes, is transferring volition, the ability to make choices and decisions, from people to inanimate objects. And this has a very significant purpose in that it removes all responsibility for decisions from people and instead puts it on an inanimate object. Something bad happened not because a person made a bad decision, but because an inanimate object existed. This is just a failure of basic logic and basic sentence structure, for that matter. And then there was another similar statement that she made. More than 1,000 people die due to gun violence every year. Now, the correct English on that would be guns are involved in more than 1,000 deaths in Virginia every year. And the difference, it may not sound like much of a difference, but there's a very critical difference there, and that is the first iteration of that indicates that there is a causal attribution, that the deaths, the 1,000 deaths, are caused by guns. But that's not the case. It implies that if there were no guns, there would not 1,000 people would not have died. But we really don't know that, because there's lots of other ways to kill people than guns. And there's lots of other ways to commit suicide than guns. So if you take the same people and they still wanted to kill somebody, or they wanted to kill themselves, very likely 1,000 people would still have died if there weren't any guns. But again, if you're a hoplophobe, if you're relying on this emotional hatred of guns, then your logic is, well, if there's no guns, there aren't going to be any deaths by guns, and therefore we save all these lives. You can illustrate that this is false logic, that it's illogical, by a simple thought experiment. Let's just substitute hospitals for guns. Lots of people die in hospitals. So if we ban hospitals, if we don't allow any hospitals to exist, we get rid of all hospital deaths. But more people will actually die because hospitals actually work to save lives. And it's the same with guns. Hoplophobes convince themselves that guns have no legitimate purposes, but they do. And they've proven to be good at those legitimate purposes, defending against other humans, animals, as a deterrence against attack. And they've worked very well for hundreds of years. But a hoplophobe doesn't want to see that or admit that. So they just say that if you don't have any guns, you won't have any deaths by guns. Well, you might not have any deaths by guns. That doesn't mean you won't have more deaths or less death. It just means guns won't be involved, which shows their emotional hatred and fear of guns. So I thought that was a fairly good explanation of where these hoplophobes come from. And yeah, it showed the illogic of the article.
Well, the illogic is always a thing, isn't it?
it is, because they're acting from emotion. And remember, they're proud of their ignorance. They wear it as a badge of honor. I don't know anything about guns. Therefore, I'm a better person than somebody who knows about guns. I've seen that often.
Well, in any event, we're coming up on the first break. So I presume at some point you're going to, and like I said, we're coming up. You know what? Instead of me making the small talk, let's just get ready to go on the break, because I'll just lead you astray. So, Dean Weingarten, of course, you can find him and his work. Well, you can find his work. He's in Australia right now. You can find his work at amoland.com, where it is constantly being added to. It's nearly 3,000 articles. All of these articles are still pertinent today. All the articles about the bear attacks, all the articles about self-defense, all the articles about the politics, all pertinent today. Go check them out, amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten on his last broadcast, well, his last broadcast this time from Australia, his last call-in from Australia. So are you moving to some central location to lift off? Are you heading back to wherever it is you came in to begin with?
Well, I am currently, I am at the family farm of a friend of mine in New South Wales. And I will be going to Tamworth, which is a regional hub, on Tuesday morning to fly back to Sydney and then to Los Angeles and then back to Yuma. So I'm already at my point of departure, so to speak, and I have to pack up completely and make sure that the bags meet the weight requirements. And we'll be leaving pretty early because the flight leaves at 6:30 in the morning. So you have to have a little bit of time for security and all that. So we'll be getting up at O-Dark 30, as they used to say in the military.
Oh, yeah. I remember O-Dark 30. So what's on your mind next that you need to bring up?
Well,
I've seen some of the stuff that you've written.
An article that's come out.
Okay.
It's about, about 16 months ago, there was an incident near Minneapolis in which some young people, one of them was 25 years old and had a concealed carry permit, and two other young men that were 17, and they were accompanied by a couple of teenage girls, and it had snowed. It was January, and the two 17, the four teenagers in the car went into a slide in the snow and had a slow motion crash against a curb. These are pretty common when you have fresh snow conditions. And the young man who was 25 with a concealed carry permit saw this and pulled over to the side to see if they needed any assistance. Well, after he stopped, the car that had gone against the curb backed up and hit his car. And so he got out, and the people from the two young men in the other car got out, and they had a confrontation, and the young men threatened him, and he got his pistol out from the car and phone and told them he was armed. And then, you know, he says one of the men tried to take his gun, and he shot him, and the 17-year-old was killed. And he had a bumper sticker on the back of his car, the 25-year-old who had the concealed carry permit, that said, "Gun control is hitting your target." And that got wrapped into the probable cause that the prosecutor used to charge him with second-degree murder or to arrest him. And I thought that was unusual and unnecessary because it's basically just a simple political bumper sticker. And to include that in the probable cause statement by the prosecutor seemed to indicate a certain bias on their part. Well, now it's gone to trial, and it went before a jury, and the jury couldn't reach a decision. It was a hung jury. And the prosecution has said they are going to retry the case. And I'm sure that it was Alexander Weiss was the young man who had the concealed carry permit and fired the fatal shot. But if he had it to do all over again, he would never have stopped to help these people out, because that's how this whole ball got started. But he did, and he's in the middle of a mess, and he's paying a heavy price for his intended act of being a good Samaritan in this case. And we don't know how it'll end up, but he's probably had to pay a lot of money for a defense. And he may end up yet being found guilty. The first jury trial did not end that way. But now they're going to try him again. So it's hard to draw clear conclusions here. It strikes me that Weiss probably had good intentions. He might have had a chance to disengage, but there was this accident. He's calling the police, and these two young men are threatening him. So I wasn't there to observe all the evidence that the jury got. But to me, it's another indication that if you can avoid a self-defense shooting, by all means, avoid it. Retreat, get out of the way.
Right.
Just avoid it if you possibly can. The aftermath has so much pain and hardship involved, even if you're legitimately in the right. I mean, sometimes it doesn't involve that much, but everything I read says that if you are forced to shoot another person legitimately, you still pay a pretty heavy emotional price about it. So it's an interesting case, particularly because of the bumper sticker.
Right.
And it's ongoing, and here it is 16 months later, and it's still not resolved, and he's still fighting for his freedom and to maintain, who knows, some amount of financial stability.
It's amazing
to me. Of course,
the
young man on the other side is dead.
Yeah.
So it's a bad situation. It would have been worse if Weiss himself had been killed. Probably, you know, we don't know exactly what was going on. Easy to make threats, hard to follow through on them sometimes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, we're coming up on the next.
Another article that I've had appear recently.
Yes, sir. I had not seen that one. That's one I had not seen. We're coming up on the next break. Once again, talking to Dean Weingarten. Still in Australia, but he is packing his bags, getting ready to head back to the airport and, you know, head back to the United States, to the greatest country on the planet. Although Australia sounds very, very nice. You can catch all of his work.
It's a tremendous country, but I prefer the U.S. for obvious reasons.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addressing environmental issues at the White House on Monday. The president slams the Green New Deal, which is legislation that's supported by some Democrats. The president says the Green New Deal is a job killer.
Kill millions of jobs. It'll crush the dreams of the poorest Americans and disproportionately harm minority communities.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says the president's strategy towards Iran is having an effect on the nation.
I am here to tell you today, President Trump's maximum pressure campaign against Iran is working.
Bolton speaking there at the Christians United for Israel Summit in Washington, D.C. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow fell 116 points to close at 26,806. The NASDAQ lost 63 points. The S&P down 14. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Well, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he is still in Australia, although very shortly you're going to be getting, is the TSA process the same coming to the United States as it is going out of the United States?
No, it isn't. The Australian process seemed to me a little bit smoother and just as thorough. I have to say that the officials at Sydney International Airport were extremely competent. The airport was clean, well-run. Everything worked pretty smoothly the last couple times I left from there. So it's a world-class airport, and they do very, very well. And I almost hate to admit it, but coming from Sydney and landing in Los Angeles, it was quite a contrast. The Los Angeles airport was not quite as smoothly done. The officials weren't quite as friendly. The airport wasn't as clean. It just was quite a contrast, and it's just something you notice when you travel from one to the other.
Right.
I would like to talk a little bit about an article I wrote just before I came to Australia.
Please do.
And that is Joe Biden the vice president, former vice president, is running for the presidential nomination from the Democrat Party. And I had an experience, some information that has to do with Joe Biden. It wasn't quite directly, but back in 1984, Biden was on the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee then, and they were having a hearing on so-called cop killer bullets. Now, if you remember anything about that controversy, it was all a tempest in a teapot. No cops had been killed with armor-piercing bullets that went through their vest. This was just all ginned up to try to get regulation on ammunition of the United States.
Sure.
And C-SPAN, the channel C-SPAN, had only started up a short while before. And I, being a political junkie, was watching the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Armor-Piercing Bullets on C-SPAN. And Joe Biden was one of the principal people on that committee who were grilling witnesses. And a police lieutenant, Lieutenant Kane Robinson, was giving testimony, and he was extremely effective. He showed that it was very easy to create effective armor-piercing bullets in your basement with really simple tools and hardly any knowledge.
Right.
And Biden was not happy that Lieutenant Kane Robinson was so effective, and he was interrogating him. And he tried to get Robinson to walk back some of the statements or to appear less than competent. And Robinson was unflappable, and he just did a superb job. And so I was very impressed with Kane Robinson. And a couple of months later, in May of 84, there was an NRA annual meeting in Milwaukee. And it was the first NRA annual meeting that I had time and opportunity to attend. So I attended that, and there was a small session. You know, they have the big meetings, and there's numerous small sessions on particular topics. And I forget what the topic was, but Lieutenant Kane Robinson was giving a talk in a small session. There were maybe 40, 50 chairs, maybe as many as to accommodate 60 people in the small room where he was giving the talk. And I walked in. He wasn't talking yet, but I noticed there was an attractive woman in the front row by herself. Now, having studied body language and trying to read people, it looked to me like she probably had some connection with Lieutenant Robinson. So I went up and sat next to her, started up small talk, and it turned out she was Lieutenant Robinson's wife. And I said, could you convey to Lieutenant Robinson my congratulations on doing a superb job at that Senate committee hearing, subcommittee hearing? And she said, you don't know half of it. And then she proceeded to tell me that Senator Biden had a staffer call up Lieutenant Robinson's police department and try to get him fired after the hearing. Now, I wasn't there. I didn't witness it. But she was an intimate witness to those events, and that's what she told me. To me, that's very close to Stalinist tactics. That you try, a police officer gives factual information at a committee hearing of the Congress, and because you don't like how effective he has been, you try to get him fired? So I seriously developed a dislike for Senator Biden after that. Now, that was, gosh, what is it, almost 35, 40 years ago now, 84.
Yep.
But from what I've seen of Senator Biden, I feel that that was probably correct, that Lieutenant Robinson's wife was probably telling me a factual reiteration of what had happened. And, for a senator, to try to get a police officer fired just because they disagree with them. That fits right in with what we saw in the Obama administration, where they used the IRS to go after groups that they did not agree with. And, similar tactics like in Fast and Furious and other scandals that they won't admit to.
He's currently out there talking.
That was worth an incident worth putting out, even though it's old. It involves somebody intimately involved in today's politics.
Biden is out there talking about having some bare-knuckle fights if they don't get what they want from Congress and if things don't go the way... Yeah.
That's just irresponsible talk to say that... he said something like, well, if we don't want, we may have to have a physical revolution.
Yeah, he said that as well.
Does he even realize what he's talking about? That's insane.
Well, I mean, I'm not worried about him. I mean,
it's irresponsible for a senator. Let's put it that way.
It's irresponsible for a former vice president too. It's irresponsible for anybody in a perceived position of authority to get out there and call for that. But he's not going to be very effective in it anyway, because he's just going to get a shotgun and, you know, just blow a shot in the air or maybe shoot through a door. We're coming up on the break. Scare everybody up.
Yeah.
That'll scare us off. Coming up on the break, Dean is he'll be homeward bound here very shortly. You can find his work, the nearly 3,000 articles that he has written over I don't know what period of time,
about
seven years. 7 years, 3,000 articles. Wow, that's quite a list going there. At amoland.com. All of them still just as pertinent as the day they were written. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten last time. I guess this was the last segment in Australia, so I will let you take the lead with that, sir, if you would like.
Well, I have been watching what is happening in firearms legislation around the world, and lately one of the things that's happened is that the Brazilian Senate voted against reform of the Brazilian firearm laws that President Bolsonaro had put forward. He signed a decree to make it a little bit easier for licensed people in Brazil to have firearms for self-defense and to obtain ammunition. Under the previous law, well, I should say the administration of the previous law, they were only allowed to have 50 rounds of ammunition a year, and they weren't allowed to go to the range. They weren't allowed to take the gun to a gunsmith to get it fixed. So it was an extremely strict law, very, very restrictive. And President Bolsonaro has been has had some success in reforming the law, but now reforming the administration of the law. I've made contact with a Brazilian lawyer who has corrected me on some of the finer points of it. And it turns out the president has the power to reform the administration, how the law is administered. And a lot of the worst parts of the law there were administrative rules. Does that sound kind of familiar to the United States? And it
yes.
Turned out that the president has the power to change those administrative rules. So that sounds familiar, too.
Right.
Well, the Senate just a few days ago voted against the reform. But in the Brazilian system, the House also has to vote against the reform to cancel the proclamation that President Bolsonaro had made. And so I contacted my Brazilian lawyer friend, and he said, we don't know, or I can't tell you just what is happening right yet because it's in flux. Things are going on. In a week, we should know. But it's worth noting that Brazil has a very high homicide rate. It's about six times as high as the United States. And they have these incredibly strict laws about who can own guns, and almost no one is legally allowed to carry guns outside the home. That's one of the things President Bolsonaro is reforming. And even with his modest reforms, in the first couple of months of 2019, the Brazilian homicide rate dropped 25%. Now, just a couple of months is a very short period, and I think we need to wait until his first year is over to see if there's a significant effect. But the people on the other side are saying, oh, well, that doesn't matter. That was the laws we passed before he reformed them. They're finally having effect under Bolsonaro, even though the homicide rate had risen, and now it's falling. They're saying, well, it was our laws that made the rate better, not Bolsonaro's reforms. But we'll see. A year from now, we'll have a much better picture. There's plenty of reason to believe that when criminals think people, members of the public, may be armed, they're less likely to attack them. I mean, it sounds, you know, plausible. I think that could be a real thing, that criminals don't want to get shot. So we will see. But that's one of the things I'm watching. And in a week or so, I should have more information on what's happened there in Brazil.
Brazil is what do they call those the shanty towns where they most of their gang?
Favelas, and, I think.
Yeah,
I think they call them favelas.
Those are really, really dangerous areas, aren't they?
Well, they are. It's like they're kind of like the really nasty parts of the urban U.S. I mean, only worse. But yes, there are places where if you're not a local, you probably don't want to go there, and you will probably end up in trouble if you do go there.
Right.
So this is common to a lot of nasty urban areas around the world. Any place where you don't have the rule of law enforced over the whole country, you get bad results. And in Brazil, there are a lot of these poor urban slums where the rule of law is not enforced much, and you get a lot of murders and homicides that happen there. And those people make their own guns, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I have heard that. I've also heard that when the cops go into those areas, they literally have to go in there like a fire team, don't they?
Yes, that's what I've heard, too, that they essentially go in a military manner with a backup and automatic weapons and armored vehicles. And Bolsonaro is trying to change that. He's trying to get a handle on things. We don't know how successful he will be. He's only been in office for 5 months now.
Right.
So we will see when it happens.
We will see.
Hopefully it'll happen for the best. We also see some implementation or attempted implementation of the New Zealand law that followed that mass killing in New Zealand a few months ago. And it turns out that they made a lot of mistakes when they passed the law so rapidly, and they're trying to fix some of them, and we will see what happens. It doesn't look like 22 semi-automatic rimfires will be outlawed, or that pistols will be effective, and most pump shotguns will not be outlawed. And so when we get the actual details on exactly what will be outlawed and how people will be forced to comply with the law, we'll see what happens. But I noticed that they expect to spend almost $200 million in compensating people for the guns they expect to purchase, to confiscate. And $200 million is quite a bit of money when you consider there's only 3.5 million adults in New Zealand. So it's a significant chunk,
Yeah.
I would posit that if they'd spend that $200 million on, you know, better emergency care or first responders or maybe cancer treatment, that they'd save a lot more lives than confiscating a bunch of semi-automatic rifles because of a one-time political event of terrorism. And but
they don't have a registry over there either. I've heard they don't have. I talked about this earlier. You may have written about it. They don't have a registry.
Yeah, they don't they had a registry back in the 70s, as I recall. And the police studied it, and they said, you know, this thing costs a lot of money to maintain, and it doesn't do us any good whatsoever, so let's get rid of it.
Yep.
And they got rid of their long arms registry. I think they do have a registry of pistols. But they got rid of it for long arms, and it really hasn't caused much problem. Canada had a similar experience. They had this registry of long guns for, more than a decade, I think. And only about 5 or 6 years ago, they voted to get rid of the registry because it cost them an enormous amount of money. I think it costs over $1 billion in Canada, and Canada has far smaller population than the United States.
Yeah.
And it wasn't doing any good. And this is what we find with registries. There's been a registry in Canada of pistols, again, since the 1930s. And when the Royal Canadian Mounted
Police... We're running out of time, Dean. We're running out of time.
How effective before. They found maybe one case had been helped in solving it of criminal violence in this registry over, like, 80 years.
We're running out of time. We are out of time, as a matter of fact. So I will talk to you when you get back.
It's a pleasure, as always.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again on Monday. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.